Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the second chapter. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 71 is a little longer than the average psalm, but I commend it to you for your learning and to your memory. It will be very important for you one day when you have to have it ready to sing, because you are old and gray-headed, because you are forsaken by family and even by the overworked nurses and your ward. When your strength is spent and it seems that you have no use to yourself, you're unable to walk in any good works at all, maybe you're unable to walk entirely. This is how Americans die now, you know. Judging by fertility rates and retirement programs, it might be how we're all planning to die, actually. Now we have learned even that pastors, who are among the last friends of the nursing home wretch, they may not visit you either, or they may be forced in some way to abandon you to die, all out of fear of killing you. Now, if you would be a Christian, you should take to heart Paul's warning in 1 Timothy 5, now, for this is no way to treat the dying. And for yourself, and for the sick, and for the lonely whom you will visit, learn to sing this Psalm 71. So that when your time comes also, you would not be put to shame. Above all, this psalm prays, as so many do, deliver me in your righteousness, O God. Revive me again and bring me up from the depths of the earth. And it leads us in this way to persist against many enemies and to keep hope continually. It reveals that there is a good work that is prepared for us that can be done even when we are old and gray-headed, even from a hospice bed, to proclaim the Lord's might, his righteous deeds to this next generation, to stick around, to be a wonder to many. Because as many noble saints have done in their last hours, whether it is from a deathbed or from a martyr's gibbet, the dying are the ones who are forgiving, the ones who are found time and again comforting those who are all around them who seem to be in no danger, who might even be doing the slaying. In our world that has gone so cold and that we see from history has been cold for a long time, this that we see in the dying saints is more than warmth. There seems to be a fire in these Christians, a fire that is both patient and defiant. They're able to persist, of course, easily for 24 verses, while we have already become bored. Whence comes such fire? Well, what does the apostle say? Have you never heard that you, though once walking and growing, were already dead? Have you not heard that the lonely path of disobedience and rebellion, that is, sin, which was your birthright? Does such a life have any hope beyond the black pill of death and wrath, especially if God is as real as most people fear he might be? And have you not heard that God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in these trespasses and sins, made us alive together with Christ? Have you not heard that you have been saved by grace through faith, and that neither grace nor faith were your own doing, but were both the gift of God and the work that he, not you, have accomplished? Well, here then is the fire with which those admirable and imitable Christians are imbued. They see that they are not passing away from this life into death. It's just the opposite. They've been dead already, but their Christ is risen indeed. And he is seated in authority in the heavenly places, and they are with him. They then too have been raised to new life already. What the coming ages holds for them is not black. It is the bright revelation of the full and immeasurable riches of God's grace toward them in Christ. Like Paul, breaking in early on himself and blurting out, "By grace you have been saved," before he's gotten to the point. Just so, the Christian's hope and confidence must also break in long before the last day and the seeing of it comes. Dear friends, we have all done more than enough walking as dead men, living for ourselves, which really means to be ridden with demons who have their hooks right in our own flesh. Yes, leading us to become exactly the sort of people who would even abandon their own parents to die alone somewhere. Only God could right this wrong. Only his work could deliver us from this coldness. Only his love could humanize us again. But Paul's point, and the joy of the hymn we're about to sing, is that the word "could" has no place here. Hope is certain, or else it's useless. And our Christian hope is fixed in what is done by Christ Jesus our Lord. The counterfactual myth is that we were alive, we are alive, and we might be in danger of dying. But the truth, dear friends, is that Christ has redeemed us and has brought us to life at last. If not Christ, there never was any hope. But since Christ, since he has, even while we were dead, in fact, therefore we walk alive now in his authority, even here on earth. We are alive in his righteousness, even his only. And if it takes us coming to face with death and with dying and with the dying to learn to trust in his deeds of salvation and be reminded of his righteousness, of his only, then God be praised for that. How else will death be put behind us, dear friends, except in Christ Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.